Incredible. So I hope all is good. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin. We're here at the Mishnah on the second line of Daf Yud Zayin Omid Aleph. And again, after yesterday's Mishnah, right, if you remember, got us back to the topic of the Korban Chagiga. So we're back and talked about, you know, primarily about Smicha. So we have another Mishnah here. This Mishnah, again, we learned in Maseches Beitzah, but you know, it's going to carry on and discuss basically primarily the Gemara today is going to talk about the Chagiga, and specifically the Chagiga for Shavuos. Again, a lot of this Gemara we did have already. If you've been with us through the trek through Seder Moed, so if some of this sounds familiar, so then that's great. And if it doesn't, so then you shouldn't feel bad. But it is a lot of this stuff we saw already. But okay, either way, says the Mishnah now. Beis Shammai Omrim Evi and Shlomim Vein Somkan Aleim Avalo Olos. That again on Yom Tov, again, if you remember, the korbanos that you bring on Yom Tov are threefold, right? There's an ola sriya, which is an ola, which is completely consumed on the mizbeach. There's a korban a shlamim, which is a chagiga, right? The chagiga is a shlamim, which you get to eat. And there's also something called shalmi simcha, which a person is supposed to eat, is consumed on the holiday. Now, the two that are brought theoretically on the first day, again, the shalmi simcha kind of come right afterwards. Usually, because again, you're kind of eating the Shalmei Chagiga, right? Initially, but the two you're going to bring on Yom Tov primarily, theoretically, are the Chagiga and the Ola Sriya. Now, the Shalmei says that the problem is you can't bring the Ola on Yom Tov, right? Because again, the only things that mutter on Yom Tov is Malacha Zochon Nefesh, which is a Malacha that you're allowed to do for food's sake. Korban Ola, obviously, entirely consumed on the Mizbeach, you're not going to eat it. So therefore, the Shalmei says you can bring a Korban Shlamim, but you don't do smicha, that we discussed yesterday, right? Avalo olos, but you don't bring a korban ola on Yom Tov. So therefore, you have to bring it the next day. Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel says, no, if you have a shlamim v'olos with some kind of lamb, you can bring the korban shlamim and the korban ola on Yom Tov. You can even do smicha. And again, if you remember, we talked about yesterday that, you know, depending on when you have to do smicha, Beis Shammai says you don't have to do smicha right after the animal, you can do it right before the korban is brought, you can do it the day before. Beis Hillel says you have to do smicha right afterwards, right before you bring the mizbeach. So therefore, you have to do it on Yom Tov. Okay, right, we discussed a little bit yesterday. Fine. Atzeres. Now the Mishnah kind of jumps and now it talks about Shavuos, and this is pretty much what the Gemara is going to talk about. Atzeres shechalios by Rav Shabbos. Let's say Shavuos falls out on Friday. So Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai says again. Now according to Beis Shammai, you can't necessarily bring the olas ria right on Shavuos, right, and you also can't bring it the day after because the day after is Shabbos. So what does Beis Shammai say? Beis Shammai says Yom Tovach Achar Shabbos, the day of Shechting, meaning the day you're going to bring this the korbanos, right? The Olas Ria is Achar Shabbos, right? Is after Shabbos. Meaning you're going to bring the korban ola, right? That's going to bring on Sunday. No, in a Chanami that also if, 1 second. Sorry, is it also the Korban Chagiga? I think so, right? No, didn't we say that also? 1 second, sorry. Yeah, so if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi already quotes, if you look at Rashi, Yom Tovach, right, Shal Korbanos Re'iyah V'Chagiga, right, Shal Yom Tov, V'Lachar Shabbos, meaning the Beis Shammai is going to say that the Korban Ola and the Olas Re'iyah and the Chagiga right, both of them going to be brought on Sunday. Now, that's weird because the Chagiga is a Shlomim, and theoretically, you're allowed to do Malacha Zochon Nefesh, you're allowed to do Malacha for the purpose of eating, and you're going to eat the Shalmei Chagiga, or at least part of it anyway, and that's what Tosfos points out already. Tosfos points out, it's weird, right, Rashi, that Rashi would include the Chagiga, being as Beis Shammai is saying that you have to push to Sunday, but then he quotes Yerushalmi, that kind of backs that up, that in fact, that Beis Shammai is not gonna allow a person to bring a chagiga on Yom Tov. They're gonna connect basically because they connect the chagiga to the Olas Ra'iya. Okay, meaning with drushes and stuff. But okay, either way. But just back to the Mishnah. So then, getting back to what we're talking about. Atzeres shechalios be'erev Shabbos. If Shavuos falls out on Friday, so Beis Shammai Omrim lo Yom Tovach Achar Shabbos. You're gonna bring the korbanos on Sunday. Right, Beis Hillel Omrim right ain la Yom Tovach. Right, there is no Yom Tovach, meaning, and we'll have to explain what that is, doesn't mean that you don't bring the korbanos at all, but in Yom Tovach HaKar HaShabbos, again, you change the language over here, that in Lo Yom Tovach, I think they take it out. Where's the yeah? They take out the Achar Shabbos. But either way, meaning that we'll explain what that means according to Beis Hillel. But it means basically they hold that you can bring the korbanos on Friday. Umodim shechala sheim chala lios b'Shabbos, and they're not chala like atzek, but if it fell out, meaning if Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, so then sheim tovach Achar Shabbos. Then for sure, okay, right? Obviously, Beis Hillel will agree, right? That it's not docha Shabbos, right? It's dochiyantif, but it's not docha Shabbos because again on Shabbos melachas achol nefesh. By doing malacha for the purpose of food, right? That's not mutter on Shabbos. Shem tovach, fine. Shem tovach on Shabbos. In kohen gadol mislabish bekeilov, right? On Sunday, on this day where you can bring the korbanos, so the kohen gadol does not wear his keilov, his clothing. If you look at Rashi, noyim bebeso v'shuk, right? Apparently he wore special clothing on Yontif. This is not talking about the 8 big day kahuna. Obviously, the kohen gadol had to wear the begadim in the Beis HaMikdash when he did avoda, but it's talking about outside the Beis HaMikdash. As Rashi says, umutar behesped the tainus, and this Sunday, the Sunday that they bring the korbanos, you're allowed to have a hesped, you're allowed to fast. Shalul kaim divrei ha'amurim betzeres ha'achar Shabbos. What's the problem with making it a semi yontif? Because the tzedukim would say that Shavuos has to be on Sunday, because they're counting for Shavuos Omer. The pasuk says mimacharasa Shabbos, and it literally says the day after Shabbos, which is Sunday. So according to the Tzedukim, who don't have the Torah Shabbat Peh, they say the Pasuk says that you have to always start counting Sefirah on Sunday, so Shavuos is always on Sunday. But that's obviously not how we Pasuk. It's obviously not true. That's not what the Pasuk means. It means the day after Pesach. That's when we start counting Sefirah on the second day of Pesach. Okay, either way, so that's why we didn't want to have that Sunday to be a full-fledged holiday. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshi. I mean, Na'in Latzer Shish, La Tashlumin Kol Sheva. How do you know that Shavuos has Tashlumin you can make up? Right, the bringing the korban. If you missed on the first day, you can make it for 7 days. Right, the other days, or the other holidays, right, Pesach and Sukkot, it makes a lot of sense because those holidays go for 7 days, but Shavuos does not. So how do you know you still have Tashlumin Kol Shiva that you can make up the korban for the next week? Shemar's pasuk says B'chag Matzos, Chag Shavuos, Chag Sukkot. Right, the Torah connects the three. Right, Makish Chag Shavuos, Chag Matzos. Right, they connect Chag Shavuos to Chag Matzos. Right, connects Shavuos and Pesach. Just like you bring the korban any day of Pesach, right? Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, 7 days. So any day you can bring the korban. So too on Shavuos, you have 7 days to bring the korban. Okay, so why did you flip Shavuos towards Pesach? Why not flip it towards Sukkot? And Machag Sukkot Yeshla Teshlumin Kol Shmona. Avchag Shavuos Yeshla Teshlumin Kol Shmona. At Sukkot, you can bring the korban chagigah for 8 days. So why do we flip back towards Pesach and say it's only 7 days? So Gemara says, Shmini Regal Bifnei Atzmahu, because the 8th day, Kishmini Atzeres, is its own holiday. So Gemara says, Emor Damir Shmini Regal Bifnei Atzmahu, what do you mean? The only reason, for the only nafkamina, the only practical difference between Shmini Atzeres and the rest of Sukkot is Lenin Pazar Kashav, is for these six things, which is highlighted by an abbreviation, Pazar Kashav. Pei, if you just look at Rashi over here, quotes the what those things are. Pei is pious, which is a lottery for the Kohanim, which Kohanim would do the Avoda. Zion is Man, is they say Shechianu. Right, Regal, Resh is Regal, right, it's called its own holiday, meaning in the Tefillah, as we say, Yom Shemini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. Korban, the Korbanos on Shemini Atzeres, you only bring one cow, as opposed to the 13, 12, 11, 10 that you bring on Sukkot. Shir, Shin is Shir, that's for the song. And the song meaning has his own Shir Shayom. And Bracha, right, if you look at Rashi here at the end, right, he says they used to give a Bracha, Bezis Bracha, they used to give a Bracha for the Melech, for the king. As they said, quotes Pasuk in Malachim. Meaning the Shmini Atzeres raises his own holiday for those six things. But Aval, Leinin Tashlum, Tashlum Derushan Hu. No, you can still bring the Korban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. That's not as if you remember, we learned the Mishnah, Mishlo Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon Shachag, Chogig is called a regal, B'Yom Tov Achron Shachag. Well, it doesn't say that, but B'Yom Tov Achron. You can bring the Korban Chagiga throughout Shmini Atzeres. So you do see that Sukkot has 8 days. So why do we connect Shavuos to Pesach, which has 7 days, as opposed to connecting it to Sukkot, which has 8 days to bring the Korban Chagiga? So Gemara says, it says in a bunch of places, Tafasta Merut Belo Tafasta, Tafasta Muat, Tafasta. Whenever you have a choice of two options, you can go like A or B, and A is bigger than B. So if you take the big one, right, it literally means if you grab onto the bigger one, you haven't grabbed anything. If you grab onto the little one, so then you have grabbed something. Meaning we have one option at 7, one option at 8. It's better to take the 7 than it is to take the eight. So Rashi explained over here that what's this concept of tefasta maruba lo tefasta, tefasta mua tefasta. Basically, the idea is that if you have an option of seven or eight, you take the smaller one, because for sure you have at least seven, meaning you definitely have at least 7 days for a teshlumen. You may not have eight, right? If you don't know which way to go, so you take the lower amounts, because that's for sure included in the other amounts, and then for sure you're doing something correct. Okay. So once you're telling me that that pasuk connects Shavuos with Sukkot, with Pesach, so it mentions all three holidays in that pasuk. So why does it connect Shavuos to Sukkot as well? Lakushe lechagamatzah. So to connect it to chagamatzah, to Pesach. Meaning to compare, not to compare Shavuos to Pesach, but to compare Sukkot to Pesach. Ma chagamatzah to in lina, just like by chagamatzah, by Pesach, there's a halacha called lina, that you have to sleep in Yerushalayim, and after, meaning you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim, right, until, you can't leave on Motzei Yontif, you have to sleep over, you have to leave on the second day of Chol HaMoed. So chag Sukkot to in lina, so too, on Sukkot, you also have to sleep over when you're older regal, but you have to also, you can't leave Matzah Yontif, you have to leave Chol HaMoed morning. And how do you know that's true by Pesach? The pasuk says, "Ufanisa baboker v'alacha lo alacha." Right? It says it's very straightforward. Right? You clean up in the morning when you get home, but in the morning, meaning on the second day of Pesach, on the day after. Okay, fine. Now we learn the Mishnah. Atzeres shechal yozer erev Shabbos. If Shavuos falls out on Friday, Peshami Omer Yom Tavoach Hakar Shabbos Pesel Omer Main La Yom Tavoach. Again, that's what we said in the Mishnah. So my love in La Yom Tavoach Klal. But doesn't Pesel mean that it only has it has no day where you bring a korban? Meaning implying that you don't have 7 days to make up the korban chagig and the olas riyah. So Gemara says Lo Shein Atzucha Yom Tavoach. And it says no. Meaning what Pesel meant when it says Ein La Yom Tavoach means that it doesn't need one. Meaning you don't need a makeup. Meaning you can bring those korbanos on Friday, on Yontif itself. Gemara says, okay, what do you my kamash malan? So then, if that's what Bezalel is saying, so it's not coming to teach me anything because we already learned, right? And Beyome, where you tell me that Bezalel holds that you can bring the korban chagiga and the olas ra'iya on Yontif. Well, we know that already. We already had that Mishnah. We had that at the beginning of the Mishnah, right? And really, primarily in the Mishnah in Beitza. So Gemara says, no, Tzricha, we need both of those statements. See, if you would have told me the first one, right? Meaning you might have thought on a regular Yontif, when Beis Shammai says you have to bring the Kolos Ri'iyah and the Shlamim, the Korban Chagiga on the second day of Chol HaMoed, the second day of Yontif, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, that's because you're able to. But in the case where you have to fill out on Friday, maybe they would agree that you should bring it on Yontif proper. If you would have told me only this machlokas when Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, so but maybe that's when Beis Hillel says you bring the korbanos on Yontif because you can't bring them on the next day on Shabbos. But in the case where Yontif falls out on Tuesday, maybe they would agree to Beis Shammai that you should bring the korbanos right on the second day of the first day of Chol HaMoed and not on Yontif proper. So therefore, tzricha, right, you need the machlokas right in both cases. So Teshma, I'll bring you another proof. Again, we're trying to figure out whether Shavuos says tashlumen for all 7 days, right? And we suggested that maybe it doesn't, and then we got rid of that. So Teshma, to bring you another proof. If you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga on the 7 days of Pesach, or the 8 days of Sukkot, or the first day, or the only day of Shavuos, so you're no longer allowed to bring the Korban Chagiga. My love, Yom Tov Shalatzeres. Are we talking about, right, you have to bring it on Shavuos, and you don't have any options to bring it the next day? The Gemara says, Yom Tov, no, we're talking about the day that you, the makeup day, for Shavuos. The Gemara says, okay, but if that's what we're talking about, well, then teach me that there's only one day, not 7 days, to make up for the Korban Chagiga on Shavuos. The Gemara says, no, you have to change the language of the text. It should be read the days of slaughtering, meaning that there are many days where you can bring, you could do Tashlumen, you can make up for missing the Korban Chagiga. Tashma, bring another proof. The Tanya Rabbi Bar Shmuel Amra. Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Amra Torah, mana yamim v'kidesh. Chodesh V'kidesh chodesh. Manayanin v'kidesh etzeres. The Torah says you should count days and be mekadesh the chodesh, right? Again, obviously by Rosh Chodesh, right? That's standard. Right? Manayamim mekadesh atzeres, and sure enough, count days and be mekadesh shavuos. By machodesh the minuyov, af atzeres the minuyov. Just like shavuos is like according to, just like a month is according to its days, so too shavuos is according to which it's days. So what is that price telling me? My love, gamar mechodesh media, isn't that telling me to learn from the concept of Rosh Chodesh, and Machodesh Yom Echad, Afaseres Yom Echad, that just like Rosh Chodesh is, well, sometimes two, but really is one day. So too, Shmina Atzeres is one day. So Amar Rava, Rav says, no, but Tizra, that's not what it's coming to teach me. That doesn't make any sense. Right? Atu Atzeres, Yomei Minyanin, Shavui Lo Minyanin, because Shavuos, right, what do we count? Again, if you tell me to count the unit of time by what we counted by, so a month, right, for a month, you have 30 days, and or 29 days, whatever, and then there's one day, right? It consists of days. A month consists of days. Therefore, you have one day at the beginning of the month to bring korbanos and be mekadesh the chodesh, etc. Shavuos, you count not only days, but you also count weeks. If you're taking the unit of counting, right, it's not only days, it's also weeks. If Amar Abaye says mitzvah l'nui yomei, right, it's a mitzvah to count days. Dichtiv tisbruch chamishim yom, right? Pasuk says count 50 days. Umitzvah l'nui shivuye, you also have a mitzvah to count weeks. Dichtiv shiva shavuos tisparlach, you have to count 7 weeks. The od and also chag shavuos, because it was also called, right, the holiday of shavuos. So therefore, so you take the unit of counting, right? That's a week. So therefore, you have a week, right? You have one day the yomtiv to bring the oldest Re'iyah according to Beis Hillel, and then you have a week also afterwards, right? That's another unit of counting. Right? You have a week to bring if you didn't bring on the first day of it. Debe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana. Debe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ukrasem uvekutzrechem. Now those two psukim are back to back, but they're not talking about the same exact thing. If you look over to the Torah, or right, the pasuk says, "V'kurasem be'atzam ayam azeh." Again, that "Komalach zavodel azazu chukas olam of the Moshe v'ischem." That's a pasuk talking about Yom Tov. And then the next pasuk says, "V'kutzuchem es kitzira sechem." Right, when you reap your fields, then it's talking about peah and leket and shechcha, right, matanos that you have to give to the poor when you reap your field. Now those psukim are back to back, even though they're not talking about the same thing. So therefore, the Gemara darshins, "Ezu chag shata korei v'kutzer." What holiday is it? Are you reaping on? So Havei Omer, Zeh Chag Atzeres. It's talking about Shavuos. So the Gemara says Emas. So when, right? Meaning when are you when are you doing this? Meaning when are you doing these reaping? Right? Either would be Yontif, right? If you're telling me you're doing on Yontif, so Ksir be Yontif Mishari, you're not allowed to reap on Yontif. Elav the Tashlumin, so it must be, right, that we're talking about Tashlumin, right, that again, when the Krasem Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh Mikra Kodesh, what is this holy day? Right, it must be, again, a day that you're able to reap. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says the Makor for being able to bring the Korban Chagiga on the day after Yontif, right, is this Pasuk, who says that the day after Yontif is technically kind of sort of holy. So that's where he gets it from, because it says that those two come back to back kind of imply there's some sort of holiness coming after Yom Tov. And you need both of these drashas, right? Both of these sources, right? Why you can have for a week, right? If it was just from Rabbi Elazar ben Yoshia, he said, he was the, right, again, you have the connection, right, we had an Amad Aleph through the Hekesh to Shavuos, the Hekesh from Shavuos to Pesach. So, Havamina, Matar Shulman, Shalcha Gamatzos, Azar Besiyas Malacha, after Shulman Yetzeres. Nami Azar Besiyas Malacha. Just like, the days where you're allowed to bring the Chagiga on Pesach, right, all those are Asur and Nesiyas Malacha, meaning, right, even Chol HaMoed, right, very underrated. Most people treat the Chol HaMoed more like Chol than Moed, but they're actually serious halachas about not doing Malacha on Chol HaMoed. So anyway, so even just like, if you would have just had the other Joshua that connects Shavuos to Pesach, so you might have thought there's also a Chol HaMoed type Isra Malacha, right, for the 7 days of making up the Korban Chagiga after Shavuos. So Kamash Ma'an, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So therefore, we have Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's drush over here, that, again, you have to be able to reap, right, on those days of making up the Korban Chagiga of those 7 days after Shavuos. Therefore, we see there's no Isser on Malacha. And if you would have only learned from Rabbi Les Ben Yaakov, you never would have known, right, how many days, right, you can bring the Korban Chagiga for. So therefore, Kamash Alon, Rabbi Les Ben Amar Rabbi Yoshia, therefore, right, we had that drasha, the licking at the Pesach, to make sure, right, that we have 7 days. Okay, Shkoach Kol Rabosa, we'll invite you in the Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.